Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to this week, Beanie and the Boom podcast, man, where we usually have a guest, you know, during the show. But today I felt like, honestly, I felt like we had a couple of things that we could really dig into, especially myself with all the stuff with the NCAA coming
out.
Yes,
indeed.
We got a couple of things. Obviously, Ohio State is our main focus. But, I mean, we got a couple of things with the NFL. We got a couple of things with college football, even the World Series. I mean, had the World Series happen.
Yes, gambling. With the World Series.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know we're going to go with that. BetDSI.com. Check them out at BetDSI.com. Use promo code Beanie100.
Yeah. Speaking of the World Series, man, did you see where my guy, Mattress Mack?
Yes. Yes, I saw that. Dude bet over $13
million. Over $13 million. If the Astros would have won, he could have got up to $25 million. But they end up taking the L, man, which is it was a series where the Astros started off all down by two.
Right.
And then, you know, they fought back and got it all the way to game seven. And man, they didn't pull it off. So my guy, he ended up losing into $13.5 million.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. But like, one of the questions is, man, he came on, he did an interview, you know, with some news stations and so on and so forth. And they were talking about he obviously sells mattresses.
Right.
So
in the Houston area.
He had a promo going on to where, you know, if everybody that bought mattresses, I want to say it was from like April or whatever, everybody that had bought mattresses, I'm going to say 2019.
Uh-huh.
I know that's probably off, but what the hell, I don't have the particulars. So everybody that bought mattresses in 2019, we're going to get a refund if the Astros won the World Series.
Right.
So what he did was, you know what? I got to protect myself in this situation. So I made a shit ton of money probably selling mattresses. I don't know if it was $13.5 million. That's a lot of money selling mattresses.
I was about to say, mattresses. He got to be selling like hundreds of mattresses that day. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? To make it $13.5 million.
But
I mean,
furniture stores are in business for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they're making a shit ton of money. And you got to think of the margin of manufacturing. I mean, the manufacturing probably don't cost that much. So the return on their investment is, you know, probably tenfold. But anyways, he makes that bet, hedging himself, you know, and protecting his investment. I'm willing to bet he probably didn't even lose in this situation. He probably came out greater because he probably sold so many mattresses and probably had so many other promos that he probably made so much money. Now people, just think about it. You're going in and you're signing up for stuff because of the promo. Oh,
right.
Man. These guys win the World Series.
And they fans.
And
yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a believer in them.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign up. And
right.
I'm going to finance this mattress. I'm going to finance whatever furniture that he sells. And I'm going to do that. And probably you're doing more shit than you probably actually need because of that reason.
Right.
You have that. And I don't even know if the promo was going on all the way up until this week. But let's say, or all the way up until the World Series. Let's say it was wide open all the way up until the World Series. Think about how many people would have went to the mattress store to go get bedroom furnishings and mattresses for the simple fact that, you know what, we know we're about to go to the World Series or we're in the playoffs.
We know we're going to win the World Series. Yeah.
Exactly. I might as well go ahead and buy this.
Yeah.
It's a great chance of us getting all this stuff for free. So he hedges himself. He loses the money, but he makes out on the sale of the mattresses and the bedroom furnishings. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think
he lost.
Hey, I just wish the guy knew about BetDSI and he would use the promo code BD100.
Exactly.
So, hey, $13 million, man. God, leave, man. I mean,
no doubt.
Shoot. Man, that's crazy. But, I mean, that's life. I mean, he made a life decision, and, I mean, whatever happened, he got to live with it now.
Yeah. We talked about BetDSI, boom, last week. You know who I took? Our Buckeyes. I said they were going to come out.
Huh.
They didn't come out. Great.
I told
but
you.
But I said they was going to whoop though, Wisconsin's
I told
ass.
You. No, beans at first.
At
the end, you was like, I think you said you was nervous.
I said I was nervous, but I said, if you can go back and rewind the tape, Spence, you may very well have these numbers written down. I had Ohio State covering the spread, and I said,
no,
you know what, Ohio State?
At first you said, we wasn't going to cover the spread or some shit like
that. No, hell no. I mean, I can't say it if we write them down.
Right.
If we wrote them down, I picked Ohio State to cover the spread.
I mean, hey.
Spence, what do you recall from that?
Beanie had him covering. I don't know if he wavered on that, but I know he had him covering at the end.
Man, I just remember I told y'all, I said, look, it's going to be a good game towards the beginning, and then we're going to run away with
it. Yeah, Boom kind of called the progression.
We're going to run away with it, you know what I'm saying, towards the end. And that's kind of what happened.
I don't think you picked him to cover the spread. Bro.
I definitely picked him to cover the spread.
I don't know, man. If we write those numbers down, man, we're going to have to go back and review the tape and check it out. So we're going to pull it up, man. So if you didn't pick him to cover the spread, bro, I don't know all this extra confidence right now, man.
I'm just trying to tell you what it is. I mean, I definitely did. Man, moving on, man, you know, the first thing I want to talk about is one of the biggest issues going on.
How are we going to move along when we talk about Ohio? We didn't break it
because
down the game
yet. Because we're going to come back to Ohio State.
Are we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why? Because this is such a great topic that you got, man.
All right, cool.
You don't want to disrupt the flow You don't want to disrupt the flow entirely, do you?
No.
Yeah, man, let's talk with
Ohio State. We're talking about Ohio State right now, then.
Talk about the whoop their ass. We're talking about Chase Young and him potentially, in my mind, already being a solidified Heisman candidate. And if he goes out and has the games that he had last week and the next couple of weeks, I think he wins the Heisman. I think he should win the Heisman. Now, obviously, we know it's been an offensive award, but
you know what? You know, the last person I think that won the award on the defense side of the ball was
Charles Woodson.
Yeah, Charles Woodson.
He was a two-way guy at the time.
But that's the thing. That's the only thing I'm saying. You know, he was a guy that was returning punts, kick returns, and he played some offense. So I think, you know, Chase got, 13.5 sacks right now?
Yeah.
What we got, like 5 more games?
Sure, we got Maryland, which he going to get a couple versus Maryland. You got Penn State. You got Michigan. You got the Big Ten Championship.
You got Rutgers.
Oh, we got Rutgers.
You got a game against Rutgers.
Exactly. Then you got the
he's going to have to work quickly in that Rutgers game.
They're probably going
to
get him up out of there.
He's going to have to go real quickly if he wants to get something during the Rutgers game.
The thing is, Duke got 13.5 sacks. And we just named, 6 more games, 5 more games? Mm-hmm. Duke probably – y'all might call me crazy. Duke might have 30 sacks this year.
I mean, 30 would be a stretch, but I mean – if he
got 13, bro, he almost got 15 sacks right now with 6 more games. Just imagine if
at least 6 more games.
Yeah. So imagine he going to at least get 22.
He very well should. And if everything that I'm seeing is correct with his game, then he probably will, you know, eclipse that 20-22 mark. Because if you notice with Chase Young, man, the higher of the level of competition we play, the better his ass plays.
Yeah.
Not to say that he steps it down or anything like that, but
I mean that's for a guy who's, I felt like it was the same for us as well.
Right.
I mean, when we played against bad teams, not calling the team bad, but a team that wasn't as talented as we were.
Shitty team.
I felt like we didn't, because I feel like you just don't get up for it, I guess.
Right.
And then you feel like it's supposed to be a stat game, but then like guys are kind of downplaying the whole game, mm-hmm. which is what one thing I do love about Ryan Day. His teams don't do that. Mm-hmm. They come out and perform like we playing national championship, which is – that's been great. And I think when we was in school, it was just a little different, man. Some games, you know, we play YSU and, you know, they sticking around until halftime. Like, what the heck, man? We're supposed to be done playing at halftime.
Right.
You know, it's stuff like that that used to happen, man. But that's silly. You talk about Chase Young getting the Heisman. Another guy I want to talk about is J.K. Dobbins. Mm-hmm. I think a guy – who has the opportunity to be on a Dope Walker Award.
Yeah, 100%. I think he's – after last week, I know we're a good defense, and I know obviously, you know, Jonathan Taylor is a damn good running back, and when you face a good defense like we have, one of the best in the country, it's going to be tough. But no slight to him, J.K. is without question one of the best running backs in the country, and he will indeed – be in that conversation for the Doak Walker Award, be an All-American. Yeah. My thing with J.K., man, is, dude, this is – he going to finish his career if he leaves after this year, the second all-time leading rusher.
I was about to say, yeah.
But he very well – let's say he decides to come back. He could be the only guy to ever challenge Archie legitimately to be the all-time leading rusher at Ohio State. I mean, he's that fucking good.
I mean, you mentioned coming back. I mean – you see how this guy has been playing this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first game, it was, you know, I looked at it as, you know, he didn't have a lot of patience. He wanted to have those big runs, right, and he wasn't letting it come to him. Man, the dude found his groove. He found his rhythm, and he has taken off ever since then. I mean, for the last couple games, I mean, I think we played, I think Michigan State at one point, I think they were like a top defense, like the number one rush defense, and then Wisconsin was like the number one defense, whatever, whatnot. He destroyed both of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's destroyed every game. You got someone? You got some? Oh, he's destroyed basically every good defense that they call that he's played against this year, man. And dude is having a heck of a year. And like you said, he has a chance to be to be in the top three of rushing in Ohio State.
I mean, he's gonna be in top two for sure. He definitely is.
Beanie, who's the only running back at Ohio State to win the Doak Walker Award?
Eddie George.
Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie George. Eddie George is the only running back.
He should have won it.
Yeah.
You should have won it. But Darren had a good season.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to hear that, because, like, right now, you guys played in the national title game.
Right.
So you had that on Darren, but he was so outstanding.
It was crazy.
Whereas Ohio State might run into the same thing. J.K. Dobbins is having a fantastic season and might play in the national title. But Chuba Hubbard from Oklahoma State, if you guys haven't seen that guy run, oh my gosh.
He's legit.
He's incredible. I so it might him. He might JK might run into that thing too.
But going back to Darren McFadden at my years, man, this is the dude that he won a back to back years. Mm-hmm. Darren McFadden was a beast. And yeah, I had a good year. I came on strong, but Darren was out the gate ripping him.
Yeah.
And he was in the SEC. So, you know, at that point in time, SEC
that plays
was like,
a part, yeah. All the world.
Now,
yeah.
I think now they started to kind of, I don't want to say dwindle, but, you know, everybody's starting to be on a little bit more level playing field. Mm-hmm. So they can kind of evaluate him a little bit more unbiasedly right now. But, I mean, speaking of JK, man, that dude is, dude, we're watching the game slow down for him. We're watching him be so, I don't even say patient, because he's not like one of those guys where he's just waiting. We're watching him just be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Comfortable knowing that he's going to get the rock. Comfortable. You know, with the blocking scheme, our offensive line is doing a hell of a job. But one of the things that I'm noticing with him, man, is that his ability to break tackles is
– I was just about to say
bro,
that.
It's almost like no other that I've seen at Ohio State. When he's in the open field
bro,
and it's one-on-one situations.
He can make a guy miss. Yeah.
He's breaking tackles, making guys miss, and getting yards after contact at a clip that I've never seen at Ohio State.
And I'm
going back
this.
To Eddie George. I'm going back to Zeke. I'm going back to all the dudes that I got a chance to see. I ain't seen it before. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying he the best out of all of them, but in terms of breaking tackles and making guys miss, find another guy that did it better.
Dude is a scoring machine, and he's not one of those guys. He can make the big play. He can make the power play. I mean, the guy is just all around a good back. I mean, he's even a good blocking back. I mean, obviously he hasn't caught a ton of passes, but I think he had one big catch against. Who was we just played the away game? Northwestern.
Northwestern.
Yeah. He had that catch in the middle of the field and took it to the house. So dude is just a good all around back. And if I'm an NFL team, I got my eye on J.K. Dobbins.
The question you had originally was what'd you say? Was he coming back?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
I said the Doak Walker.
Doak Walker.
And
Doak
then
Walker. Okay.
Is are we seeing a guy who may potentially, you know, leave after the season?
That's the crazy thing, man. I probably do see it, because let's say he turns in his paperwork and, I don't know, he comes back and he's a second-round pick. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, it could potentially be a first-round pick. But
when you're flame hot, you got to go, though.
You got to go. I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's somewhere between the first and the third round. I just think for him in general, he has to go. He's a physical running back, one. He's going to take more hits coming back to college, two. You got a boat. And one of the things, too, Boom, he's in the mode, and I don't think people really realize this. He's in the exact mode of Nick Chubb. When Nick Chubb was at Georgia, and you compare what Nick Chubb was doing at Georgia, you compare what J.K. is doing now, they're the exact same mode of running back. They're not, like, overly big, but they're in that 215, 220 range, solid, just hard-nosed guys. Don't wow you with the open field speed, but they can bust those 60, 70-yard runs, and they're going to make people miss.
Right.
And he was taken in the second round after he blew out his knee.
Right.
So,
in my opinion, there's nothing else that he has to prove.
Right.
You know, for him and also Chase Young, you know, if those guys, which is I know that they're not doing this at all, but if they sat out the rest of the year, I feel like they still could be top picks, you know, because they just performed that well this year. And I go back to us, you know, at the beginning of the year, I know you say you call me crazy, but I told you, I was like, man, I just really feel like this team has everything that they need that we can go undefeated. Mm-hmm.
I called you crazy. I didn't.
I
need to see something.
Hey, I think you may agree with me 100%, but I'm not for sure. So I'm going to ask you, you know, looking at this team now, where we are and the games that we have coming up, do you feel now that we can go undefeated?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I who else do we have out there? But Penn State is going to be a tough game. The one thing, man, that I look at is, bro, our offense can score like that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they go through their little lows at times, but once they start clicking, which every game they find that rhythm where they start clicking, it just goes.
Yeah.
And nobody can score at that rate in which we're doing. Then, on the flip side, last year we had the worst defense in Ohio State history.
And still took care of business.
Well, we lost the important game last year. But
I'm
now,
saying as far as, okay, most teams who –
Well, we got a shit ton of yards put up on us.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But that just shows you how overall how good of a team that we actually had. Because, okay, our defense, yeah, we gave a lot of points. Yeah, we did a lot of bad things on defense. But at the same time, we still won – What was it, 11 games last year? 12 games?
Yeah, I don't know, but our defense was shit last year.
Our defense was awful.
Yeah,
God awful.
So what I was getting at is watching the transformation of the defense and how much better we are this year, that's the catalyst right there. I mean, that's the thing that you sit there and say, okay, that's the difference, that defense. We can score. We can score last year. The defense is a difference. The way that we shut guys down in big moments. You know, we ain't having those times. Earlier in the year, we had it maybe once or twice, but we're not having those games to where, you know, we're playing teams and they're creating runs or creating big plays that they shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
No, now we're in that groove to where this defense is just shutting stuff down. And, I mean, this defense is, I think it's probably going to go down as one of the best defenses in Ohio State history from a statistical standpoint. And then that's crazy because look back last year, boom, it's essentially the same players.
Yeah. And I got to give a shout out to Coach Johnson because, I mean, obviously, yeah, Chase Young was a freak last year.
Mm-hmm.
But the dude got better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, okay, a guy could be good and he could just be, you know, he might take a step. But it seemed like this dude went from good to great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we got to give – and it's funny. I was talking to one of my boys. He actually He went to Clemson, and we always going back and forth because, you know, obviously Clemson has beat us up pretty good the last couple times that we played them. But he was like – he was watching the game. He was like, bro, y'all defensive line look like everybody up front is 21 or older. He's like, but y'all – hey, he was like, it's funny because not just y'all defensive line, but y'all offensive line. Like,
our offensive line, good.
Both sides of the line, y'all look like some grown men up front, and which is – You already know. We've learned this from kids. Everything starts up front.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a good defensive line, offensive line, then everything else just kind of just fall in place.
Man, one of the things that I noticed with this team, man, is like, bro, they love playing together.
Yes.
When you look at the interviews, you listen to the interviews, you hear Chase Young talk, he's talking about J.K., he's talking about Justin, he's talking about the other guys on the defensive line, and vice versa. You hear J.K. talk, he's talking about everybody else on the team. I don't know, and obviously I'm not in every single locker room that we've had in years past, but I don't know a group in which I've had that I personally can say that has had this feel to where they love playing together and they love their coach.
Yeah.
Man, that's a factor right there that you really can't even put into words to where you love when you go to work. I mean, yeah, it's college, but essentially it's work. You love when you go into work. You guys got one common goal, and you love who you're doing it with and who you're doing it for. Bro, that's a recipe for success.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Urban Meyer left this program in phenomenal shape in terms of the cupboard not being bare and the amount of athletes that we have on this roster and the position that we're in to recruit. But I just think Ryan Day is taking this thing to another level.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're watching him exceed expectations. Just like we're watching all the other players exceed expectations. And for whatever reason, it wasn't happening last year. Now, we can go back to the defensive coaches in which we had last year on this roster. It wasn't pretty, and this defense is night and day.
I agree with you, man.
So, man, this team, yeah, boom, I can see us winning a national championship. Yeah. Let's say it here.
I agree with you, man. Like you said, Coach Day, I mean, Coach, obviously Coach Meyer did a great job of leaving him with, you know, all the major pieces that he needed. And then Coach Day has did nothing but elevated Ohio State and all the players. And they're doing some great things, man. I want to move over to the next thing, man, which is where I want to start at.
Huh? I said, what you're working with?
Man, I want to talk about this NCAA thing, man, that's going on. I mean, you got the NCAA come out finally and saying that, you know, players can, you know, basically make money off their names, off their image, and which is, I think, is a great thing. I think it's a thing that should have happened years ago, you know. But I just want to kind of get your thoughts on it, and I'm gonna give my take on it, and you know, we both just kind of just give our spiel on it.
I love it. I really do love it. But it's gonna be real interesting and how this thing is kind of broken down and what type of stipulations are put in place with this. We should look at, I don't know, man. I want to say, I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, the CEO of like Sherman Williams, I want to say, I don't know if it still is the same guy, but this guy's an Ohio State grad, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm the CEO of Sherman Williams and I know that, you know what, these guys can accept endorsements, and you know, one of these guys, when I want to endorse them, you know, you see Sherman Williams commercials all the time. There's a shit ton of Sherman Williams stores all around the world. Sherman Williams makes a lot of money. Yeah. So if I'm the CEO, all right, let me figure out some, give me my marketing team and try to come up with a strategy, and I can get an Ohio State Buckeye to endorse my product in Columbus.
That's gonna take off.
Yeah. Beyond it taking off, Sherman Williams doesn't need that whatsoever.
They don't need it at all.
But I'm getting at the fact that Sherman Williams has this amount of money. They got this Ohio State tie. So how are we going to prevent, and it can go on and on and on, the CEO of Macy's, wherever he went to school at, how are we going to govern?
To manage all of it.
And manage the pool of individuals that are CEOs of companies, that are alum of certain universities, just giving an open checkbook to these kids or these high-profile recruits to get them there. So that's going to be the thing right there. It's going to make it an interesting game, because now for recruiting purposes, opens up an entire enormous legal game. Now, it was already enormous before, but now it's legal.
Well, I think the major thing is we have to thank California.
100%.
Because
they pushed the envelope.
They definitely pushed the envelope, and I think they put a lot of pressure on the NCAA, because it's like, if I'm a kid and I know I can go to school out in California, mm-hmm. where I know the weather is going to be great, I could get paid, I could take care of my family and get an education, why would I go to any, why wouldn't I go to USC, UCLA,
right?
You know, all the schools they got out there, why wouldn't I want to go out there?
Just a couple things. The report said that they were exploring things that align with the collegiate model. So I don't know how they're going to navigate that. So that's kind of interesting. And then they also said they're just exploring. They said they agree that they should make money, but they're going to explore how to do it. My big question is, like you said, with Sherman Williams, maybe, you can't put a cap on how much somebody can make, because that's antitrust.
Right.
And you'll lose in the courts. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So how do you govern this without putting a cap on it, but also putting a cap on it? Because there has to be a money limit.
Exactly.
So I just want to get your thoughts on that.
We can't have these guys rolling around in Bentleys. And,
it's going to be funny, because it's going to be like.
But we're going to see stuff like that if it's not a cap on a dollar amount.
Look at Midwest Auto Group.
Right.
Like, sells beautiful cars out in Dublin.
Toy Barn.
Toy Barn. Do you think they're not going to want in on Justin Fields?
100%.
Hey, it's like, I mean.
The endorsement's going to be galore.
Like, the money just going to be crazy, to the point it's going to be like, am I taking a pay cut to go to the NFL?
I don't think it's going to get like that, but.
You never know.
But the endorsement dollar, but just think of it like this. You got IMG, right? IMG is a place that works with a bunch of different universities, and they bring in sponsorship dollars. Companies pay to say, you know, I am the official water of the Ohio State Buckeyes, right? Mm-hmm. So now you get that without using an IMG. So what does that do for an IMG? Because now you can go get Justin Fields, right? Or is the NCAA going to make it go through an IMG? Mm-hmm. That's another question. Because now if I'm, like we said, Midwestern Outer Group, just using them for example, I don't know if they have an Ohio State affiliation or not, but using them for an example, now we have MAG to say, you know what, I can get Justin Fields, and everybody knows he plays for Ohio State, so mm-hmm. I don't have to pay that astronomical $100,000 fee just to get the Ohio State Association, then have to pay on top of that to go and get other guys. I can just go right to Justin Fields now because, you know what, he's an Ohio State Buckeye, and everybody here in the state of Ohio and in the United States knows he's an Ohio State Buckeye, so I got the marquee athlete from that university, and I got the essential school tie without paying for it.
Mm-hmm. And, like, Byers has been a sponsor of Ohio State for 100 years yep. something mm-hmm. like insane. What? How does that affect them?
If exactly.
Roosters is an official sponsor of Ohio State. If Buffalo Wild Wings wants Justin Fields, how does that affect Ohio State?
100%.
A lot of questions there.
You know what I was thinking about too? Like, even things like, okay, Ohio State is sponsored by Nike. Say Adidas wanted to come in and say, yo, Justin, we want to give you a shoe deal to we're going to give you, if you wear our shoe, we're going to give you $100,000 for the year.
Right. Off the field.
Off the field. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
these dudes nowadays, I mean, they're coming out of college with 500,000.
That's what I'm saying.
Social media followers.
That's what I'm saying.
And we know how big of an impact that has on marketing. I mean, it's just so many questions, man. I can't wait to watch it unfold. I love that it's happening. Yeah. I appreciate that it's happening.
Oh, I mean,
so many questions from that side. Then there's a whole nother side of questions that we're going to get to.
Because you got to look at it. I looked at this whole situation. Now, I'm not going to lie. I sat there and I wanted it to happen, but it was like, dang, man. I looked at my situation.
Right.
You know, I'm like, okay. I was in school, you know. And we had a situation where we got in trouble with some stuff, you know, accepting, you know, benefits, money, tattoos, the whole nine. I mean, everybody kind of knows the story. But it's like, okay, you know, if this would have been happening when I was in school, you know, that could have been avoided.
Right.
You know, us going out, you know, doing, you know, different things, which is honestly, you know, I feel like, you know, what guys were doing. You know, not to take anything away from Ohio State, but I don't remember them kind of saying like, you know, once it's your stuff, mm-hmm. you can't do whatever you want.
Right. That was never told up front.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, but obviously it was some other things that happened, but it's just crazy because it's like, you know, now that all these new rules are coming out, it's like, you know, should they, for instance, okay, I had a good year in 2010. I rushed for 1,200 yards, 16 touchdowns. They stripped all of my stats
right.
from that year. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Trussell, all his wins. You know, we won the Sugar Bowl that year. We beat Arkansas. They stripped all that. Now it's like, you know, it make you wonder, like, can we go back and say, you know, we want our stats
right.
back. We want our wins back.
I tweeted that exact thing, and I tweeted it more about I tweeted about you. Do you get back in the record books? Does Coach Trussell get his wins back? But then you look on a larger scale, man, USC, Reggie Bush. Does Reggie Bush get his Heisman back? Yeah, he voluntarily gave it back because, you know, everybody was saying, oh, he should give his Heisman back because he did this and the third. Well, all he did was accept money from a company that was a marketing company. And now we're allowing people to essentially, or these young kids to essentially say, you know what, you can make these marketing dollars off your name and likeness. So does Reggie Bush get his Heisman trophy back?
That's a lot of questions, man.
Does USC get the national championships back? Does Pete Carroll get the wins back on his resume and the national championship back on his resume? I mean, there's so many unanswered questions, and you can go on and on and on, and it's just shitty that it had to come to this point.
Yeah.
We're getting here now because so many college careers have been ruined and lives have been ruined because of somebody not doing anything illegal. Not doing anything illegal. What's it? Not breaking a single law.
Not with the law. Yeah.
But breaking an NCAA rule.
Yeah.
Like, that was so bogus from jump.
I even look at it this way. Ohio State might have two more national championships right now.
Mm-hmm.
If maybe this rule was in effect.
When we were 12-0 in Bryce's first year.
Exactly. The year after we won the national championship, mm-hmm. we probably could have won it again.
Yeah.
You know, Marius Claret was suspended for the whole
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So
hell, they went to the what? After they won the national, they went to the Fiesta Bowl or they played Kansas State after they went to
the
national championship.
Like
right.
So many different things could have happened.
Right.
And that's why I'm happy that they're
would we have seen Urban Meyer? Would we have seen Ryan Day? Jim Tressel would probably still be, it was so, like you said, so many different things, man.
Hey, and not to say this in a bad way, but I used to always say Urban Meyer should be happy that we got in trouble.
Right.
He wouldn't be here. He wouldn't be here. You know? So, you know.
That's crazy, man. To really think about it and break that down, man. It's like I said, it's just so many unanswered questions, man. And, you know, I hope, you know, for, you know, other guys' sake, for your sake, you know, for other individuals' sake, that they do figure out some way to kind of right the ship and say, huh, man, you know what? We were stupid in the decisions that we made. But, and it's okay if you're an organization to take on this and say, you know what? We made some effed up decisions. And we need to fix them. Yeah. And we're going to start by giving this Heisman Trophy back, giving these wins back, giving these records back. Yeah. Cool. That's water under the bridge now. Yeah. And all it's going to do is make people look at you as the NCAA and say, you know what? They got it right. They figured it out. They got it right. Took them forever to do it. You're going to be criticized for that nonetheless. But now you got it right. Now, hats off. We can move forward.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a touchy conversation, you know.
Oh man, yeah, for sure. I mean for so many cats, I mean just think about, I mean, I don't know if you remember was it Rhett Bomar?
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He got suspended from Oklahoma because he was working for a car dealership. He was pretty good at Oklahoma. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to be the, you know, next up and coming, you know, after Jason White won the Heisman there, you know, got AP and him, he was supposed to be the up and coming cat there. Yeah. Get caught, you know, getting some extra benefits, and he's out of there. I mean, what does that look like? Didn't you go back to the year that you guys go to the Sugar Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
The following year, what it would look like if TP was back? I mean, what that team could have been? I mean, it's so many things. What it could have, should have, and the NCAA they got to take it on the head and say, you know what, we just screwed up, and we're apologizing for we're getting it right now.
I look at some of the guys who. We're all, I mean, you know, I'm in a group mess with a couple guys.
Mm-hmm.
And even like Mike Adams was an All-American.
Right.
And you know, when you're an All-American at Ohio State, you get a tree or something like that.
Tree get planted. You get a nice picture up in the woody and all that.
My boy said, man, can I get my tree now?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, man. Like, it's just a bunch of different situations that could have been avoided, man. But you know, they got it together now. Well, hopefully,
right. Let's
they
hope
they got it together and
let us pray
it together. So let us pray. Funny dude.
Nah. Yeah. Where we going with this? We going NBA, man. We going NFL. Oh, sorry. So what you got for us, man?
Real quick, boom. You excited for that video game to come back out?
You know, is it coming back out?
I don't know.
But we talked about this.
It probably so is.
We talked about this.
I still play the latest game. 14. I have every game from when Carson Palmer was on the cover,
right.
And I don't even remember when he was playing barely, to 14 with Denard Robinson on the cover, which is like, he's the last one on the cover. Every time you look at it as somebody in Ohio, you're like, really? He's the last one on the cover? But I still play it.
Right.
Somebody online updates the rosters.
Mm-hmm.
They got to come back out with that game.
Oh, just no question.
EA's got to get that.
They already, I mean,
because the money pressure, right there for EA, I mean, think about how much money they lost already.
The pressure is on.
People didn't play Madden, but play NCAA football.
Hey. If that game comes back out, imagine how much money it would make,
bro,
after being off for 6 years.
But check
think
this.
About
the
that.
The universities could work out some deal. NCAA, hell, it's the NCAA. When do we need a university? The NCAA Talk could work out money. Some deal with EA and say, you know what, shit, this could be the money that we pay the guys that you guys make off the sales of this mm-hmm. game. EA Sports, you get your percentage. NCAA get ours, and we're going to pay all our guys a flat rate, and then whatever endorsements they pick up, they pick up. Done and easy. Nice and simple. Make it happen.
I mean, I hope so. We did talk about that, man. That's crazy. And that's big money, man.
I can't remember. What did we get? Was it a $15,000, $20,000 Madden check that we got?
It's like 13.
Yeah, somewhere in there we got a Madden check in the league. We can do that to the college cast.
It is crazy to me that the entire name, image, and likeness thing started with Ed O'Bannon, mm-hmm. who was playing the video game and was like, why aren't I getting a cut from this? That's
right.
Me on the game. If the NCAA would have allowed EA to give every athlete a copy of that game,
mm-hmm.
we would never have talked about name, image, and likeness. It started with the video game.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got a if NCAA would have gave every single player on Ohio State's roster a copy.
Right.
They probably would have been like, oh, I probably deserve more, but they would have been like, okay, this is fine.
But that should be the case though. I mean, once the game does come back out, every player should get a free copy of the game.
I remember going and spending $45 to go get that game.
Man, what? Hey, at midnight.
At midnight. Because at midnight. When I was in college, I was on it. Yeah. And check this. 2008. I remember going to get NCAA 2008.
And creating yourself?
No. I was on it. But no, I was.
I'm talking about, like, I used to, like.
Matter of fact, 2007.
When I was in high school, though, I used to create. You know how you could do the whole high school thing. And then you pick your school.
But I'm talking about after I was on a game, I went out and waited. And got it at midnight because I was on it and I was an impact player. So I'm like, I'm going to get this
game. Right. I want somebody in the comments of this podcast to comment how many yards they had with you.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you it was like 3,000.
Remember the impact player icon that you got, bro?
Yeah, he'd be lighting up.
I'm doing like halfback dive to beam, halfback counter, speed option.
Man, that was crazy, man. Yeah.
Well, NCAA, man. Hats off to you for starting to move in the right direction, you know.
And really, hats off, man. You know what's crazy as hell, too, man? And I'm not going to give him all the credit whatsoever. But you got to give these guys some credit. And that's Clutch Sports, Maverick Carter, LeBron.
They pushed
Rich,
it.
Because what these dudes are doing right now.
And they said they ain't done yet.
Pushing the envelope and changing the game because, all right, let's just say that Bill would have. Just came out and it did, and people, would have taken notice. People would have been on notice, but coupled with the fact that it comes out and is signed on LeBron James Barbershop Show, now not just people, everybody takes notice.
Yeah.
So now it's an everybody thing, and it's not just okay going to the NCAA, going to the coaches. It's an everybody thing because we got people from all walks of life watching the show. Everybody's taking notice.
Yeah.
So, Bron, Mav, Rich. Randy, Paul, you already know.
Akron boys, huh? 330 boys
already, and a Cleveland cat, but
yeah, for sure. I mean, speaking of, you bring up LeBron and all that. Let's go to the NBA then. All
right, let's
you
move.
Know,
let's
you know,
move.
NBA has finally started its season,
right?
And LA and the LA and the Clippers, the Lakers and the Clippers had they show off
week
and,
one,
you know, it didn't pan out the way that. I wanted it to, you know. Obviously, I'm a big LeBron fan,
right?
You know, I try to support the hometown, you know, guys, and you know, I didn't watch the whole game, but I seen most of it, and you can kind of tell that LeBron and AD just have to get used to playing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems like, you know, because it seems like LeBron is kind of just. I think LeBron just got to play his game, and LeBron is trying to be a point guard, which is. They want him to be.
He's great.
Yeah. But I'm saying, still play your game. I mean, I felt like he was forcing.
AD the ball?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's one of the things, too, man. AD's a younger cat. AD has never been on a team that you know, had another high caliber. Exactly. They never had a high caliber player like LeBron James. And if I'm LeBron, he's doing everything right, in my opinion. You know, I'm taking a back seat. Yeah. I'm a feed AD. AD is show squad right now. Yeah. I know when I can pick up, and I know when I can start taking over. But right now, just you, AD, you do your thing, and get AD comfortable. I mean, you know how it is as a player, and especially in a league. And obviously, AD has already been a dominant player in his own right. But now, when you got LeBron saying, you know what, I'm going to take a back seat. I want to get you comfortable. And you find your groove, and you build your confidence as being a guy with me, bro. You're doing it right. I heard so many people after that game. Oh, LeBron lost it. LeBron's now he's lost a step.
Nah.
That ain't the most bogus thing in the world.
I'm not going to say LeBron lost anything because guys have their – it was the first game of the season.
He's one of the smartest, most cerebral guys.
I don't know if you've seen their last couple games, but they've been straight balling. Even freaking Dwight Howard been balling. You know, AD had 40 and 20 the other night. Like, bro, that's –
You know who dishing him the rock? Brian had 23, and Brian was sitting back just –
You know, we look at the Clippers team, it's like, yeah, they got a good team.
Yeah. And they ain't got Paul George back either, so.
They got a good team. But they're going to hit – at some point, I feel like they're going to hit a wall where stuff is, you know, guys might not be on the same page. Guys might not be getting along. You know, because like you said,
PG ain't came back yet. Mm-hmm. So when PG come back, it might mess their whole rhythm up.
Right.
You know, it might help. It might hurt. I mean, time would tell.
It's going to take some time to adjust.
It's not, same thing for the Lakers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Things don't happen overnight. You, just because you put a great team together, mm-hmm. you got to think about when they brought Karl Malone,
right.
Gary Payton, Kobe. They had all those guys on the Lakers, mm-hmm. and they was trash because I ain't going to say they was trash, right. but you had so many superstars trying to play together, mm-hmm. and I don't think they had time to gel all that together where guys knew when to take the shots.
Right.
Guys knew when to dish the ball. Guys knew when to, you know, do all the things that they did. But it's just funny, man, that we talk about the NBA. It's funny how things come in full circle because, you know, we seen Steph Curry break his hand. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday. But the way that they've been getting smacked, bro, is just crazy.
They're not the same team. I mean, without Klay,
Klay, KD.
But even beyond KD, you know, when they didn't have KD, they were still good. But they're not even assembled the same. Because you think about all the moving parts that departed from there, right? You got Andre, Iggy. I think Sean Livingston is.
And a lot of people don't know. He was like the glue to
exactly,
that team.
Exactly.
Where is he at now? Speaking of.
I know they traded him to Memphis, but I know he wouldn't sign with Memphis.
Right.
He wouldn't re-sign with us. I don't know where he is.
Okay.
But I think Sean Livingston is gone. I mean, they got so many guys that had
departed. I think Sean retired.
Did he?
Yeah.
They got so many guys that departed from them. They're not going to be the same. And then when you don't have the nucleus, I mean, the nucleus, yeah, we talk about Iggy, and I think Iggy was part of that glue. But the nucleus that everybody from the outside looking in would look at, they would look at their big three before KD. And that was Draymond, Steph, and Klay. Mm-hmm. One of those guys is missing, and one of those guys was one of their best defenders, being Klay Thompson, and he could cut that thing on in the offensive end at any given moment. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think at some point, maybe this is their down year, but I do think they're going to be back here next year, or maybe even down the line later on this season, because let's say that Klay does come back. Bro, ACL ain't like it was 10 years ago. He can come back, be who he is.
He might be able to come back in playoffs.
Don't sleep on D'Angelo Russell. That boy can ball.
Oh, no. Hey.
That's what I'm saying. So this team.
D'Angelo Russell cold.
Right now they're going through a spurt. That's going to be tough. It's going to be trying. But it very well could get right back on track in the later part of the season. But next year I think they're back in the discussion.
That's why I say every team I think goes through that slump, mm-hmm. you know. Which is, I think we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, kind of go back to Ohio State. But it's just funny that Ohio State hasn't had that slump, and we don't see that slump even coming no time.
Had it for
soon,
a year,
you know. Yeah. But back on the NBA, I mean, so is the Lakers your team?
I mean, anyone LeBron is my team. Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, hey, I'm the same way, bro. Right. It'd be funny how people be like, "Oh, you jump from this team."
Right,
bro. LeBron, stop playing with me. When LeBron went to the Heat, I was representing the Heat. You know, when he went back to Cleveland, I was up. We back home, baby. You know what I'm saying? We back.
It goes back further than that. When LeBron was at East Pee Wees, I rooted for LeBron. When LeBron was the South Rangers, I rooted for LeBron.
Yeah,
so it goes back
history,
deeper than that, you know, for me.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
yeah, LeBron's
me,
my guy, man.
For me, I mean, obviously, he's from Northeast Ohio.
Right.
He came to Harding and did something. I was like, you know, this dude is, like, amazing, you know. And then, as a kid, you know, I think I was in 8th, 7th grade. Mm-hmm. When he was in high school, to see this dude come to almost every school, every gym. I even went to the All-America.
Came down here for it.
The McDonald's.
Oh, no, it's in Cleveland, the gun.
Yeah. I even went to that, man.
Me too.
So to see that, of course you're going to root for a guy that's in your backyard.
Real quick, man, before we get out of here, we're about to wrap up the show. It's been a nice, good show. We got to do some – the more picks will bet DSI.
Okay.
But real quick, who's the best player in the NBA? Are you one of those people that are on a Kawhi bandwagon, or do you think that, all right, somebody else, maybe other than LeBron, maybe KD? I mean, even Andrew. I mean,
I'm not gonna say who the best player is. I give my top three players or top two.
All right.
I mean, obviously it's Kawhi mm-hmm. and LeBron James. I'm going to say, honestly, in my heart, I feel like LeBron is the better player still. Is Kawhi having a better start? I think so, maybe.
Yeah, a couple games, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's why everybody's kind of on the
– And he's just coming off a championship.
Come off a championship.
But honestly, man, when he won that championship last year with Toronto, there were times in the games, even in the final series, he wasn't the most productive offensive player. He wasn't the best. I can't say he wasn't the best player on the court. He wasn't the most impactful at times during that series. So LeBron's my guy, man. What we got with BetDSI, man? BetDSI.com. Check him out. Use promo code Beanie100. We're going to rattle off some picks that Spence has for us. We're going to go into his prayer real quick.
I got five quick games.
All right.
Because it's a weird week for college football.
Right. It's a bye week for us and a weird week for everybody else.
Yeah, I think there's like 16 ranked teams on a bye this week.
Oh, man.
Dang.
Florida, Georgia, world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Okay.
In all Jacksonville.
Right. All right.
Georgia's a six-point favorite.
I'm going to take Georgia on this one versus Florida. I think Georgia, they need some get back in their life, man, especially if they want to jump back in that discussion.
SEC,
I don't think they will.
The SEC weak right now. I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm sorry.
So, who you got?
Where's the game at?
It's in Jacksonville. It's neutral.
Oh, it's neutral.
Close to both of them, too.
Yeah, they've been playing there since like 1935 or something. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Florida.
All right. I got them written down for you guys. Right. Are you picking them to cover the spread or are you picking them to win?
I'm just picking them to win.
All right. Wow. Okay. Oregon at USC. USC is kind of feisty. They're not good, but they're feisty.
Yeah,
Oregon's
yeah.
a five-point favorite. Give me. What do you got, B?
I want to take Oregon in this situation. You know what? USC, they're a feisty team, but I don't believe in them. And I think they're just waiting in the wings to, you know, let this thing unfold so they can hire.
Urban.
Oregon's winning this one.
I'm going to go with Beanie. Oregon, cover the spread. I think USC is just, like you said, they're in a dark place. They got a lot of freshmen playing right now. Yeah.
All right, Utah, 3.5-point favorite at Washington. I'm making you guys care about the Pac-12 today.
Give me Washington. Washington's there. They're going to.
Where is that?
Allow them to.
It's at Washington.
We know how tough it is to play there. So give me Washington situation.
You played there, didn't you?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going Utah.
Utah's real good. SMU at Memphis. This is a game day game.
Absolutely. Like,
cool.
You know what? We just talked about everything that went on with the NCAA and them allowing people to make money off their name and likeness.
SMU.
But that being said, I'm taking SMU. Remember, SMU was the one team that I got the death penalty. They got the death penalty.
Isn't
man.
It crazy that the first year they're good again
right.
is the year they're going to let people start making
exactly.
money?
Exactly. They have awoken from that deathful casket.
It's at Memphis.
I'm worried with Memphis.
Oh, man. Tripping. That's it? That's a wrap?
No, I got one more.
All right,
we got one more. The big one. Right. Miami at Florida State. This is a hate game.
This is a hate game.
They're both terrible.
Give me Florida. Give me Miami on this one. Give me Miami. I'll take Miami, and it can go either way no matter how bad these teams are.
I'm going with the U, too, man.
You got the U?
Yeah, because
I think Florida State has a better record, though, right?
They sorry.
Yeah,
so yeah, but I got them written down. Next week, I'm going to test you guys, see how you do.
All right, man. Appreciate it. That's a wrap on Beating the Boom. Appreciate you checking in. It was a quick one today. We'll get in and out. It's the bye week. Enjoy your bye week. Check us out on Google, Stitcher, Apple, wherever it is you can find a podcast, YouTube. Leave comments, too. Leave comments on what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Hell, tell us what you think on our topics.
Again, thank you to Homage for the cool shirts. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if – can you throw me one of those shirts, actually? So we did a collab with Homage once we did the show last week, and we had these cool shirts, and we had a lot of people who purchased the shirts, and we appreciate y'all for supporting our podcast, and, you know, it's a great thing, man. We appreciate y'all, and that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.